Stargazing is underway next. This is the annual Perseid meteor shower. It's at its peak, and tonight is the is the peak night. Sort of small and relatively insignificant mankind, but up we look when compared to the vastness of the universe and what these Perseids do with predictable regularity. The editor of Astronomy Ireland is David Moore. David, it's incredible, isn't it, that we can even see these things? When you think about what Galileo had to go on, and the Greeks, and the Pope, and all the rest down the years, isn't it unreal what we have at least at our disposal these days?
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. It's a free celestial fireworks display for an entire planet, so it's on a grand scale, and we now know that these are caused by bits of dust about the size of a grain of sand that slam into the Earth at 130,000 miles an hour and burn up as this fiery streak that we can all see. And we're expecting to see up to 20 times more meteors, as they're officially known, shooting stars is the popular term, but of course they're nothing to do with stars, 20 times more than a normal night tonight, and about 10 times more the night after, and 5 times more the night after that. It dies away by about a factor of 2 each night.
And why do they not zip out? You'd think these wee bits of dust, you know, down the millennia, down the ages, you know, down the galaxies, how come they sit out there and we bump into them so regularly? Why do they not just peter out, David?
Well, they're sort of minding their own business, going around the orbit of the comet that left them behind. The comet is called Swift-Tuttle, takes 130 years to go around the sun. So it last back in 1992, I remember seeing it myself, won't be back for the rest of our lifetime. And the dust, though, is still sitting there. And when we slam into it, it's like a juggernaut speeding down a motorway. Any gnat that get in its way gets splattered on the windscreen. And that's what's happening on a cosmic scale tonight. And we want people to count them and send in their counts to Astronomy Ireland magazine, because they have real scientific value. This is how we know this won the best shower of the year. Another one in December about the same strength. It's because the general public count them. So go to astronomy.ie, check it out, and do stay up late and send in your 15-minute counts.
Because
but
is that because, David, just finally in the short term, I was listening to Melvin on In Our Time, and they're doing a thing about the dust clouds, and it's these dust clouds that in history would have sort of circled and swirled like going down the sink or the bath, and that's where suns and planets and everything comes from a priori.
It's where you and I came from.
Right.
The solid material that makes up the Earth and our bodies came from a giant cloud of gas and dust that fell together under gravity, left over some comets, which are that dust mixed with a bit of ISIS. When they fall in towards the sun, they boil up, produce a lovely comet, and all the dust gets spat out. We eventually run into it.
Gosh, get your head around that, folks. But David, I feel like you are one of the few people that can give us a grasp of these sort of unspeakably vast things. Thank you for that, David Moore, folks. Tie in with Astronomy Art.